From the CBS Chicago Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. The president of Northwestern University is apologizing for the school's hazing scandal. President Michael Schill wrote a letter in the Chicago Trib last night, vowing to end the culture of hazing at the school. Schill is named in lawsuits along with the athletic director and board of trustees following accusations of abuse in the football, baseball, and volleyball programs. And Chicago police are searching for the armed robbers who held up six people in less than 2 hours. Police say the victims were all targeted yesterday morning on the northwest side of the city. Robbers drove around, looked for people walking, then held them up with guns. Police tell us they were spotted in a maroon Dodge Durango. Today, Chicago actors will rally in Daley Plaza in support of the ongoing SAG-AFTRA union strike. Actors are demanding increased pay, better residuals, and protections from the likeness being used by artificial intelligence technology. This comes as negotiations could be back on today in Hollywood with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers and the Writers Guild of America. The two sides could resume contract talks for the first time in 3 months. The studios have reached out to end the strike, which follows last month when the Screen Actors Guild joined them on the picket line. And doctors say COVID cases are spiking around the country as more people stay inside to beat the extreme summer heat. This is the fall respiratory virus season is approaching, and major pharmacies are setting up appointments for flu, RSV, and COVID shots. A new COVID-19 booster should be available next month after the FDA and CDC approved it. And the CDC just approved a new RSV immunization in children under 8 months old. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, cooler and breezy, and a small chance for a stray shower with a high of 84 degrees. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.